Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited fourth quarter FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Securities. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Equirus Securities, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited 4Q FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us the management team of the PNC Infratech, represented by Mr. Yogesh Kumar Jain, Managing Director, and senior team members. We also have with us investor relations team of Strategic Growth Advisors. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director, Infra, and Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Vice President, Finance and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investor presentation on stock exchanges as well as company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by key operational development of company and highlights of financial performance during quarter four and financial year 2023, post which we will answer your questions. Highway construction activities were impacted in financial year 2023 on account of prolonged monsoon and other factors beyond control of contractors and concessionaires. Till February 2023, only 8,064 kilometers of national highways constructed in the country as against the set target of 12,000 kilometers of the whole year. However, highway construction activities have picked up since January 2023, and the same are expected to remain at elevated levels till January 2023. SECI reports they missed the awarding target of 6,500 kilometers in financial year 2023 by over 1,000 kilometers as for several projects with due dates scheduled before 31st March 2023, deferred by 2-3 months. Now, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has recently announced its plan to award 12,000 kilometers of highway and construct around 12,524. The average daily toll collection through FASTag in December 2022 reached rupees 134.4 crores, with single day highest collection of rupees 144.2 crore on 24th December 2022. The growth in traffic revenue, mainly due to increase in economic activities during second half of financial year 2023 and hike in user fee rates. Now coming to updates on the company. During the fourth quarter of financial year 2023, the company achieved financial closure for one pending HAM project, four laning of Sonauli-Gorakhpur by its due date. With the above closure, financial closures for all the seven HAM projects awarded to the company during financial year 2022 have been achieved. We are happy to share with you that NHAI declares appointed date for all above seven HAM projects, and accordingly, construction activities got underway at all these projects. Seven HAM projects would contribute substantial EPC revenue to the company in financial year 2024 and 2025. The company received provisional completion certificate for Koilwar-Bhojpur as well as Bhojpur to Buxar EPC project from NHAI. The company also received provisional completion certificate for Chakeri-Allahabad HAM project in financial year 2023. The company's robust balance sheet, driven by prudent financial acumen, has led to continuous upgrade in the credit ratings, which have helped the company to raise the debt capital at competitive rates. The company has divested its entire stake of 51% in its one of the subsidiary company, namely Ferrovia Transrail Solutions Private Limited, to BF Infrastructure Limited, which was formed for construction of 66 long track and track-related works of dedicated Eastern Freight Corridor project for value of rupees 132 crore. The said project completed in all respect in JV with BF Infrastructure. On business development front, the company has been declared as L1 bidder and received letters of acceptance from NHAI for construction of six-lane greenfield Varanasi-Ranchi Kolkata Highway HAM project package number 2, 3, and 6. For bid project cost of rupees 891 crore, rupees 1,113 crore, and rupees 1,260 crore respectively. The company also received letter of acceptance for construction of four-laning of Allahabad-Kaushambi section of NH-731A for a bid project cost of rupees 819 crore from MoRTH. Aggregate bid project cost of four HAM projects secured in financial year 2023 comes to rupees 4,083 crore. All the above four HAM projects are to be constructed in 24 months and operated for 15 years post-construction. Apart from four HAM projects, the company also became lowest bidder and received letter of acceptance of design and construction of civil works for 25.9 kilometer long new broad gauge double railway line. Its connectivity to Indian railway network as part of Haryana Orbit Rail project for a contract price of rupees 771.5 crore from Haryana Rail Infrastructure Development Corporation in financial year 2023. Total value of new business secured by the company in financial year 2023 is 4,855 crore. Moving on to operational and financial performance of the company. At present, the company has a total 23 ongoing mandates, various PPP formats, including BOT toll, BOT annuity. Out of these 23 projects, we have 18 HAM projects with an aggregate bid project cost of rupees 24,590 crore. Out of 18 HAM projects, we achieved COD and PCOD for six projects, and remaining 12 projects are under construction. In terms of equity investment, the total requirement for all these 18 HAM projects is approximately 2,440 crore, out of which we have already infused rupees 1,253 crore till March 2023, and the balance will be infused over next two years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next two, three years should be sufficient to fund the equity investment. If recently secured four new HAM projects are also taken into consideration, total HAM portfolio would be of 22 projects with an aggregate bid project cost of rupees 28,673 crore. Our unexecuted order book on 31st March 2023 is over rupees 15,600 crore, which does not include value of four new HAM projects and one EPC project secured recently. Out of the total order book, over rupees 15,600 crore, the highway and expressway contract contribute around 67% and water project contribute around 33%. In rural drinking water under JJM, the company has booked a revenue of rupees 1,033 crore till 31st March 2023, which include rupees 108 crore revenue booked during the previous financial year. During the financial year 2023, total rupees 925 crore revenue has been booked from drinking water supply projects. As the government signs cover agreement of approved scheme progressively for execution during the financial year 2023, the balance executable work as on 1st April 2023, is around 4,500 crore, and cover agreement for all the remaining scheme are expected to be signed during the current financial year. Now I would present the standalone and consolidated results for the quarter and financial year ended March 31st. Revenue for fourth quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 2,115 crore, which is higher by 10%. EBITDA for fourth quarter is rupees 281 crore, which is higher by 25%. EBITDA margin for fourth quarter of financial year 23 is 13.3%. Profit for the fourth quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 184 crore, which is higher by 33% on year-to-year basis. Profit margin for the fourth quarter is 8.7%. Revenue for financial year, standalone revenue for financial year 23, rupees 1,061 crore, which is higher by 12%. EBITDA for financial year 23 is 954 crore, which is higher by 21%. EBITDA margin for financial year 23 is 13.5%. Profit for financial year 23 is rupees 611 crore, which is higher by 37%. Profit margin for financial year 23 is 8.7%. Yeah, consolidated revenue for quarter 4 of financial year 23 is rupees 2,305 crore, which is higher by 4%. Consolidated EBITDA for fourth quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 411 crore. EBITDA margin for quarter 4 is 17.8%. Consolidated PAT for quarter 4 of financial year 23 is rupees 146 crore. PAT margin for quarter 4 is 6.3%. Consolidated revenue for financial year 23 is 7,956 crore, which is higher by 10%. Consolidated EBITDA for financial year 23 is rupees 1,600 crore, which is higher by 4%. EBITDA margin for financial year 23 is 20.1%. Consolidated PAT for financial year 23 is rupees 658 crore, which is higher by 13%. PAT margin for financial year 23 is 8.3%. On the standalone balance sheet side, as on 31st March 23, our net working cycle is 87 days. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 3,942 crore as on 31st March 23, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 337 crore, including rupees 137 crore for equipment finance debt. The total cash and bank balance as on 31st March 23 is rupees 293 crore. We have a net debt of rupees 44 crore. Our net debt to equity is 0.11 times. On consolidated side, our net worth is rupees 4,285 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 6,282 crore as on 31st March 23. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 1,017 crore, net debt to equity of 1.4 times. With this, we now open the floor for question answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, before asking any questions, I need a couple of data points and then I will ask the questions. So first, mobilization advance, retention money, HAM debtors, water debtors.
Retention money in March 2023 is 131 crore, and mobilization advance is 329 crore.
Okay. HAM debtor, water debtors?
SPV debtors is 1,079 crore.
1,079 crore. Okay. That's why the debtor has increased. Okay. JJM debtors?
EPC debtor is 826 crore.
Mr. Shah, may we request you to use the handset while asking questions?
Actually, I'm using the.
Hello?
Sir, water debtor is how much you said? JJM debtors?
JJM.
JJM debtors.
JJM was 375 crore.
375 crore. Okay. And unbilled revenue is how much, sir?
Sarvanji, most of the debtors, whether this water or SPV, we have realized in the month of April and mid of May. Major part of this outstanding of debtor.
Okay. So debtor as on April or as on now, debt standalone has reduced to how much, sir?
Since on 31st March, debtor days were 99 days, and if case we will see as on date, it will be around 78-77 days.
Okay. Sir, unbilled revenue is how much?
That is 52 crore, sir.
52 crore. Okay. And now I need the project-wise order book breakup. So first is Chakeri, Allahabad. So as on March, I need the order book.
Chakeri-Allahabad is 70 crore.
Sorry, sir. Chakeri-Allahabad, 72 crore.
70, yeah. 70.
Okay. 70. 70. Okay. Then Challakere-Hiriyur?
Challakere, 293 crore.
293 crore. Lucknow Ring Road Package 1?
Lucknow Ring Road, 110. 110.
110. Jagdishpur-Faizabad?
154.
154. Aligarh-Kanpur Package 5?
256.
256. Unnao-Lalganj?
464.
464. Meerut-Najibabad?
238.
238. Delhi-Vadodara Package 29 and 31?
It is 29 negligible, 33 crore, and 31 is 160 crore.
So has it increased the scope? Because last time we said 22 crore, so now we are saying 160 crore, 31, Package 31.
Delhi-Vadodara.
Delhi-Vadodara, Package 31, you said 160 crore. December, it was 22 crore.
Next is 29 का हुआ था, 22 crore, sir.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir.
29 का हुआ शायद, last time December का, 22.
तो और अभी March में कितना है? 160 crore.
Yes, yes.
So that is an increase in scope.
There's some concern slightly. Slightly increase हुआ है.
Okay. And sir, ये जो अपना irrigation project है, how much is the value?
979 outstanding.
979. Okay. And so all the four water projects put together is 5,761 crore. And the last one is. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, sir, you are saying thing. I said that all four water projects is put together is 5,767 odd crore.
Right.
Gaju Village, Devinagar Bypass package, one C is how much order book?
597.
597. Okay. Now coming to the question part. First, in terms of the broader guidance, if so for the FY 2023 was lower than what we were looking at 8,000-10,000 odd crore, so 4,855. I hope this is the EPC value that we said in the opening remarks. Now for FY 2023, in terms of revenue, margin, order inflow, what's the guidance?
In FY 2024, in terms of revenue, we are expecting around 15% growth. In case of order book, it would be around 10,000 crores. Maybe between 10,000 to
10,000 to 12,000.
12,000 crores new order book.
Okay. Margin will be the same 13.5% that we guided.
Should be 13%-13.5%.
Okay. 13%-13.5%. Okay, got it. In terms of the four new HAM, first of all, when are we likely to get the appointed date? For guiding this 15%, how much roughly we are taking the revenue from these four new HAM projects? What's the equity value, equity to be invested in these four new HAM?
The equity entity requirement is around 500 crore in new four HAM projects. The execution part can start in the fourth quarter of FY 2024. We can execute some part.
It will take around 6 months to start the work.
We need to execute the concession agreements. Expect execution of concession in the month of June. We'll have 5 months for the financial closure. Post that, appointed date declaration and all. In the fourth quarter of FY 2024, we expect some marginal four HAM projects.
Sorry to interrupt. Thank you for the answer, sir. Mr. Shravan Shah, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, how do you see the tender pipeline at this point of time? Are you confident that the tender opportunity from NHAI will pick up for the rest of the year? The related question is that, do you think that we need to build and scale up other EPC segments because our dependence on road is too high, and that is limiting our, you know, opportunity size?
If you see, during the FY 2023, NHAI planned to award more number of projects. Many projects were supposed to be received the bids before 31st March, but quite a few projects they deferred. Maybe 40-45 projects deferred because 31st March. Now they are scheduled to be received. Bids are scheduled to be received between July. This is one of the reasons what our projects we targeted during the FY 2023, we could not meet the requirements. There is a robust pipeline is available, NHAI. NHAI now more than 100 projects are there, both on EPC and HAM. HAM is the majority, 75% HAM-based projects and 25% EPC-based projects. Nearly 100,000 crore worth of projects are there. Hopeful of getting these projects, you know, some meaning. We mentioned about 10,000-12,000 crore. Apart from this, we are also targeting some projects, surface projects in UP under phase four. UP government, SWSM, they moved their bidding of 14 projects and for a bid value of around 15,000 crore. We are evaluating those bid out. That is another area apart from four we are pursuing. to secure. And we are hopeful that we should be able to secure around 10 projects in FY24.
My second question is that large part of our order is for Uttar Pradesh. I think it's around 90%. Do you think we need to rejig our portfolio and diversify to other states? Because dependence on one state is just too high.
As you see, the last year we secured 5 projects. Out of 5 projects, 3 projects are in Bihar. Varanasi, Calcutta, all 3 packages falling in Bihar, and one package we got from Haryana Ardu as a part of Haryana Ardu Trail Corporation. It is located in Haryana. So only one project that is Prayagraj to Kaushambi is there in UP, HAM projects. So we are also looking now the new opportunities spread across the country. We are looking at other states other than UP also with a equal focus. So we always endeavor to deconcentrate our risk only in UP. So that will be there. We are hopeful of some projects outside UP also during the FY24.
Understood. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Before you go ahead with your question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Mr. Noel Vaz, you can go ahead.
Yes. Actually, I just have one question. So now that we have kind of our mix in the order book for road projects is likely to move slightly lower going forward if we are aiming for diversification of the order book, then what kind of execution rates should we see for FY24 or even say in 25 onwards? Thank you.
Come again?
We are expecting around 50% growth in this financial year.
Okay, but the execution timelines for the non-road projects are similar to road projects?
Yeah. We are targeting revenue for financial year 24 is around 2,500 from water supply sector.
Remaining
that includes remaining from roads.
Okay, yeah, understood. So water supply, this is same as irrigation or this is more of urban infrastructure?
This is a rural drinking water supply.
Drinking water supply. Okay, fine. Thank you. I just wanted to discuss from you. Thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So the thing is that during the previous some of the previous questions, I was not on, was not audible. So pardon me if I repeat the questions. So my first question, set of questions would be on the guidance fund. What would be the guidance from revenue from the segment for the year?
Your question. Can you repeat, please?
Request you to use the handset as the audio quality is not very clear while you're asking the question.
Is it any better now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
What is the revenue guidance from water segment for FY24?
2,500 crores is the revenue segment from FY24.
Okay. And sir, you have guided for 15% revenue growth for FY24 with EBITDA margins in the range of 13 to 13.5%, right?
Right. Yes.
So what would be the order inflow guidance for the year?
It is around 10 to 12,000.
Okay, and so what would be the equity infusion? Like you mentioned, there is some equity requirement for the 7 as well as the new 4 HAM assets. So FY25, what would be the equity infusion?
Around 540 crores, sir.
540 is for FY24, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So if you can give the entire equity infusion, like within what time it would be done, like FY24, 540, then FY25?
450 crores. 450 crores, sir.
Okay, and the balance will be in FY26?
Yes.
Okay. And so what is the CapEx guidance that you are giving for FY 2024?
FY 2024, we are expecting around 100-120 crores, sir.
You'll be maintaining your NWC days at?
It should reduce as compared to 31st March.
Okay. And sir, what will be the debt levels?
Presently, it is 99 days. We are expecting around 75-80 days.
80 days, sir.
May we request you to rejoin the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting their turn. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Yogesh. Congratulations on a good quarter, sir. So, my question is on asset monetization. So we have 2,400 crores of equity requirement now, 1,200 crores we have invested, and another 500 crores we have to invest in new assets. Right now, nothing is coming up, nothing is happening on the monetization front. So some of our peers have already monetized assets, and we have been telling every quarter that we'll monetize, but nothing is happening. So what is the issue, sir? I mean, what are we facing? Any challenges in monetization? Any concerns on valuation? So where is the deal got stuck, basically, if we want to understand that?
We are continuous to give highest priority to monetization of operational assets for unlocking its equity and deleverage its balance sheet. So in the first lot, total 12 projects floated for monetization, including 11 HAM assets and one BOT toll asset, which would have a total debt over rupees 6,900 crores and total equity of rupees 1,700 crores. Now, strategic advisors retained for running the monetization process and NBO receipts from four under evaluation, under discussions and negotiation. In case we find valuation offer are reasonable, exclusivity would be provided to the selected investor for conducting due diligence, followed by execution of definitive agreements. So we expect to conclude this process divestment before the end of financial year 2024, I think.
Oh, so we are in very early stages as of now. So you're saying at least we'll take one more year for this to complete?
Mr. Kandpal, it's not like that. See, we are on the process. We are very keen, and we are very eagerly going for that. Already you received the NBOs. Now we are evaluating, and shortly, once we give go-ahead to the selected investor, then followed by the due diligence. The due diligence also, we are asking them to quickly do it in an expeditious manner. So then the definitive agreement should be signed before the calendar year and before the, would say, even third quarter, then followed by the closeout and other things. So we are looking forward to have everything completed and unlock our equity before the end of the current financial year. So we don't think we are lagging behind our peers and these all toll HAM assets. And by the time all these 11 HAM assets would have received the final COD also, and locking periods also would have been completed, so there should not be any issue in transferring the assets.
Okay, I wish you all the best that you expeditiously close this deal by Diwali or the third quarter. So that will help us unlock a lot of value. My second question is on the Jal Jeevan Mission projects now. So we have been somehow lagging behind again on execution. So the guidance which we have given earlier also, so we have not been, the number is below 1,000 crores even this year. So next year, we are saying in FY 2024 that 2,500 crores. So how confident are we on closing these in this year? And also, if you can touch upon what is the bid pipeline in the JJM segment for us.
See, in the Jal Jeevan Mission, what has happened, these projects are spread across various places. There are 3,000 locations we need to do with the average value of 2.25 crores at each location, each scheme. The geographical spread is the one thing. And also, as we move ahead, if you see the in FY23, in the first quarter, we could able to do only 80 crores, whereas in second, we have done 160. In the third quarter, we have done 270. In the fourth quarter, we have done a work of 415. So we are progressively improving our progress and the work done. So here we closed at 925. So going forward, we are confident of completing 2,500 crores worth in the FY24. Because from 80 crores to we scaled up to 415 as you get the new projects. As of now, work is going out of 2,885 schemes, work is going on at 2,000 locations. And at 450 locations, we already started providing drinking water to the rural household. And we got the certificates from the Hargal Jal certificate for quite a few. So we are confident we'll be able to do around 2,500 crores worth in FY24 and then remaining in FY25. So from 80 crores, we scaled up to 415 crores in four quarters of FY23.
And what is the bid pipeline, sir?
Hello?
Bid
What is the bid pipeline?
As I mentioned, 14,000 crores worth of projects are bid out by this SWSM of Government of Uttar Pradesh. So the bid due date is 2nd June. So we will be bidding those projects. So we expect around 1,000 crores worth of new business from the water sector in this quarter. Going forward, in case any new projects comes up in any other states, then we'll evaluate those opportunities and see whether we can bid for those projects also in FY24.
Sorry to interrupt. May we request that you rejoin the queue for follow-up questions as there are several participants waiting their turn. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. First on the debt number, so in the balance sheet, the debt number is around 450 crores. So you said in the opening remarks, the debt number at the standalone level is 337 crores. So are we missing anything, sir?
Pardon?
The borrowings in the balance sheet.
Yeah.
Long term, short term. The number seems to be higher than what you said in your opening remarks. So the number is around 450 crore and you said in the opening remark at 337 crores. So there is a lag.
Actually, working capital loan is 200 crore, term loan is 127 crore, that is a 337 crore. Remaining is the unsecured loan taken from the SPVs. So that is why that total amount is 440 crore. Borrowing is a 337 crore only, sir.
So this unsecured loan has been repaid back to the SPVs?
Yeah. It's still outstanding.
How much, sir?
It is 140 crore.
So what is the reason why we have taken this unsecured loan from the MSP? Any reason for that? Or?
Actually, there is a surplus in that SPV. There is no debt in that SPV.
Which SPV, sir?
That is Delhi Nagar Industrial Estate and Kanpur Lucknow Ayodhya. That was the OMT project that will be completed. And Delhi Nagar Industrial Estate, there is no senior debt in the project.
Okay. Can you give me the toll numbers now, sir, for the SPV, including the Narela Industrial Estate?
The Narela Industrial Estate was 14.37 crore in this quarter. And MP Highway was 12.46, Kanpur Highway was 23.5, and Bareilly is 14.37, and sorry, Narela is 10.356. Narela was 10.56. Right.
Bareilly Armor is at 14.37.
Right.
And right, Bareilly is at NUT asset.
That is 32.16.
Yeah. Sir, on the railway project, so we have received the project from Haryana. So when do we expect the execution to start in this project? And how is the payment cycle from the government on that region?
This execution already started there. Now, earthwork is going on. It's a 26-kilometer long civil works for the broad gauge, double broad gauge. The Haryana government, what we were told, that Haryana government is getting funds from the NDB, New Development Bank. So they're getting funded from them. So they promised us there should not be any issue for the payments and other things.
Thank you. Mr. Jiten Rushi, may we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is, given our higher concentration towards highways and roads, so are we looking at any segmental diversification? And if yes, then which all segments?
As we had already diversified into road sector, as you said, as we had already mentioned, 33% our order book is unexecuted order book is there, water supply and irrigation, and 67% is from roads and highways. Similarly, our revenues also would be like that, 33% from this water supply and irrigation. And see, as a part of diversification, we also bid this Haryana Arbitrage Corporation project. So many state governments are coming out with similar kind of a arbitrage or metro rail kind of a thing, light rail projects across the country. So that is another area we are looking at, and we secured one project from Haryana government. So wherever there is some synergy, and particularly with respect to road work, this Haryana is we have a synergy over there. And in the water sector also, we look forward to have a new projects if other state governments also come out with similar projects, both rural drinking water, groundwater, as well as surface water.
Okay. And so, of the 12,000 crore order inflow that we are targeting, can you give us the target for each segment for FY24?
See, it would be around 70%, you can say, 70% from the roads and highways and 30% from the non-road sector.
Sorry to interrupt. May we request Mr. Abhyankar to join the queue for follow-up questions. Requesting all participants to restrict to one to two questions per participant. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So for the Badagal Barak we had, received AD in 28 December 22, but the execution for the quarter is zero for the project. So any particular reason why the execution has not started?
Hello?
Pardon, please.
Which project?
Badagal Maraggi.
No, there is.
Akkal Kot.
Akkal Kot.
Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Akkal Kot. Akkal Kot.
Hello?
You know, there the work has started. Akkal Kot project, what we call it as Akkal Kot to Karnataka, Telangana state border. So their work has started. So in this quarter, we will be raising the invoice towards the milestone payments.
Okay. Sir, and secondly, you gave the guidance of 2500 crores of revenue for the water segment for FY24. So does that include irrigation project as well?
See, irrigation project, we don't expect significant revenue there, because we'll have another hardly 1.5 months working time there. Because once in the in July, they leave the water inside the canal system. So this goes up to again January end of F24. So this is mainly significantly from water sector only. There will be some marginal amount from irrigation.
So then we had a timeline of around 3 years for the project. So the completion date is March 24. So has there been extended from the client?
We had already applied for an extension of time, quoting that very limited working period is available. So we had already asked for an extension of time of 2 years beyond 2024.
Thank you. We move to our next question. Mr. Vaibhav Shah, we would request you to join the question queue for follow-up. Our next question is from the line of Deepika Bhandari from PhillipCap. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So first thing, I just beg your pardon. I think I missed the equity requirement. For, can you bifurcate the requirement for FY24 and 25?
FY24 is 540 and FY25 is 460.
460. Okay, thank you, sir. Also, can you give me a geographical breakup for order book, exact breakup for the year ending FY23? How much was the UP percentage and Bihar and Haryana?
The calculated effects, we'll share you separately. We'll share with you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So just to understand our receivables a little better, I think we've seen significant jump during the quarter, and a large part of this seems to be because of our own SPVs, hybrid annuities, which are under construction. So is it that we are ourselves delaying drawdowns in these SPVs to kind of, and because we were sitting on some cash, and I mean, obviously, I mean, the cost of borrowing for the standalone entity would be somewhat better than SPVs. So is it that I mean, we're intentionally delaying the drawdowns, or you're seeing delayed disbursals by these lenders or the bankers?
Out of lenders, actually, we have executed around 400 crore rupees of newly chairman HAM projects in the month of February and March. For that, we have taken the disbursement subsequently in the month of April and May. So in the starting, for taking the disbursement, it takes around 30 to 40 days.
Okay. Sure. But even if you adjust for this 400 crore rupees, we still would have more than 600, 700 crore rupees of number due from SPVs. So would this be the number, and if you were to run the same run rate in terms of revenue, then this is the number that we need to kind of settle for, or I mean, this would go down?
It will go down, certainly.
Okay. And second, if you could help us understand, so when I look at our P&L for the year, we've grown pretty fairly good. I mean, in terms of top line profitability, again, has been fairly stable. But for some reason, our employee cost is down. I mean, since we are growing, I was under the impression that you would have more people come on board and work for you. How do I explain the employee cost going down? Are we, I mean, trying to kind of have more of mechanization or automation, which is where the manpower requirement has come down, or was the last year number a one-off?
Actually, percentage-wise, it will go down because of the around 1,000 crore we have executed water project, where the element of labor is much more than this machinery.
So, the absolute number is down.
Through subcontractor. That is also through subcontractor.
Okay. And just one last thing from my side, I mean, if you could help me with the EPC potential for these four hybrid annuities. I mean, you've given us a bid project cost. I mean, if you could help us with the EPC part of the total number, how much would be the EPC which would come in our standalone books, I mean, on order backlog side?
Around 4,500.
Yeah, we are since we are in the process of...
So far, we have not finalized.
Okay. Sure, sir. Sure. Thank you. I have a few more. I'll come back with you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. And all the very best for future.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, have you received any bonus in this quarter? For early completion bonus in this quarter?
No.
No, this quarter. We have not, in the fourth quarter, there
was
no bonus.
Okay, and sir, any bonus that we are expected to receive in this year from any of the projects?
See, one or two HAM projects we expect to complete before schedule of time, particularly Kaligarh-Kanpur package 5. So then for that project we expect to receive bonus during FY24.
Okay, so can you quantify the amount, sir?
See, until unless we know the date of PCOD, then what is the schedule day, sir, then the bonus will be calculated accordingly. We can't say right now, but we'll receive certain amount of bonus from that particular project.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's all from my side, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just to clarify, you mentioned in terms of the monetization that you expect that the definite agreement likely to be signed before December and deal to be completed by FY24. Does that mean that are we also expecting the entire cash to be received before FY24 ends?
Yes. Yes. Entire conservation amount of equity we expect to receive in March. That is our target. We are endeavoring towards the same.
We move to our next question. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
So all my questions have been answered.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you once again. So on monetization efforts that are underway for 12 assets, the four prospective buyers that you have in place, and all these are interested in all the 12 assets, or they want to take it as if, I mean, they, let's say they like some assets, they'll bid for these 4, 5, 6, 7 assets. Or you want to sell this as an entire single bouquet?
They are for all 12 projects.
Okay.
They are sure. Interested in all 12 assets.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So just harping on the monetization thing only. So, sir, are you also thinking of an alternate process of InvIT? We have seen such InvITs in the past. So, is this four prospective buyers decision, gets called off? Then, are we looking for any InvIT as an option also an alternate? Are we working towards it, or we are looking only for a complete exit?
For these 12 assets, as of now, we are not looking at, because we received good response from the potential buyers for these 12 assets. Out of these 12 assets, 7 assets are already operational. Only 5 assets will be operational in next 3 to 4 months. So we at this point of time, we are not looking at alternate thing for these 12 assets. Going forward, as you have remaining fund-based assets, we will look at that option.
Which is the 12 asset which you are looking to sell? I just forgot. Can you just help me with the number?
Bareilly-Almora project. It's a BOT toll of state government.
Any targeted valuation you're looking for in terms of the book value? Like, what is the, because you've seen a strong valuation coming from the recent these, which is almost 1.5x and above. Any targeted valuation are we targeting in terms of those?
We are looking at a very reasonable valuation, which is based on, because we can't disclose the figure as of now. The talks are going on with the investors through our strategic advisor. So some clarity would emerge maybe next 10 days. So then anyhow, we'll share with the exchanges, and then we'll come to know once we sign the NBOs.
Thank you. We move to our next question. Our next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a humble request. I understand there are many questions people are asking, but at least allow the participant to complete the questions. It seems like insulting a person to cut in between. Or rather, we should be sharing all this basic data in the presentation, so that we should not be asking all this basic question and asking the relevant proper questions on the business and strategy. So that's the humble request. Even before just we are about to ask the questions or in between the guy seems cut the line, this should not be happening. That's the humble request. So now my question is on the bonus part, I was just clarifying. Last time we were talking about 15 crore bonus we were looking in Aligarh Moradabad in the fourth quarter. So what's the status on there? Mumbai, Nagpur we were expecting, but some decision from the authority. Then we were expecting Delhi, Vadodara package 29-31. So so all these four projects, now there will be no bonus, or do some bonus will come?
See, in case of Aligarh Moradabad, what we expected bonus should be realized by 31st March, because the final bill completion and there are change of PAU people at NHA headquarters, the many changes have happened. It is right from CGM to down to the manager. People have moved and new setup people have come. So the process is getting delayed. And second thing, in case of DAV 29, Delhi Vadodara, because of some hindrances and other part, even today 150 meter length of land is not available. But anyhow, we'll be completing that particular project by the scheduled time. We don't expect any bonus there, 29, because the delays happened beyond our control. In case of DAV 2031, there is a lot of HT high tension power lines are going on. Again, there is a delay in shifting of these things. Despite our best efforts, the things are not happening because of some laxity from NHS side and other things. So there also, the whatever bonus we expected, that is not getting. There also we completed more than 90% work. In case of DAV 29, we completed almost 100% of work, land hindered. In case of Nagpur, Mumbai, the government has not taken decision. Again, the political change at state government level. And so they have not taken final decision yet.
So net, nothing to come as a bonus, not for the even Aligarh Moradabad, also the 15 crore, very less probability that the bonus to come.
No, we will get in Aligarh Moradabad, no doubt about it. And we are also expecting from Aligarh to Kanpur package 5.
HAM project.
HAM projects.
Okay, second is on the JJM, we say 2,500 crore revenue in FY24. So this 2,500 crore, so if I just look at the, in terms of the order book, so excluding the irrigation part, if I remove, so 5,700 crore, out of that 2,500 to be done in FY24, and the entire remaining should be close to 3,200 odd crore should be in FY25, or it will extend to even FY26.
FY25 will be able to complete, except normally they keep some amount, retention amount and other things. Otherwise, we will complete all works in FY25.
Okay, and then the irrigation you mentioned till January because of the rain and water to be in the canal, the very, very marginal revenue to come, and the deadline will be extended to FY25 or 26?
We are FY26 because we asked for 2 years of extension. We applied to Water Resources Department.
Okay, and in terms of the HAM requirement, whatever you mentioned, that is only for 18 HAM projects. So the 4 HAM projects where we said 500 crore more equity. So assuming, as you mentioned, that appointed date by December this year, then how much equity to be infused from that in this year and FY25 and 26? So broadly 1700 odd crore, if you can help me break up in 24, 25, 26.
Next, total equity requirement including of the 4 HAM project is 1690 as on date. So around 540 FY24 and 416 FY25, FY26 is 365 and remaining 327 in FY27.
Okay. Okay. FY 2027. Got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dipesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. I have just one question. If I look at your segmental reporting, it seems the margin on the water segment at EBIT level is quite high versus the water margins were at almost like 17% for the year versus 10.8% for the road. Is it a sustainable margin for water? And if that's so, with the share of water revenue going up next year, why we still stick to that 13-13.5% guidance?
It will maintain around 16-17%.
Okay. So if the water share goes up in our revenue, margin will ideally have an upside risk, right?
Mr. Agarwal, sorry to interrupt. May we request you to use the handset, please? The audio is not very clear.
Yeah, so my question is, if the share of water segment goes up and it's a higher margin, so ideally there should be an upside risk to our guidance on the margin of 13-13.5%?
The guidance overall is
around 13.5%,
yeah. Average. But it may vary around 16-15% to 17% water. Okay. But that part is very one third portion of the turnover.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay, thank you. And all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity for this hosting call. There are no further questions, so sir, we'll request you for some closing remarks.
Yes.
Thank you everyone for your participation in our earning call. We have uploaded the presentation on our company's website as well as on exchanges. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the strategic growth advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.